go! Welcome to the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast with your host, Steve Schaubecker. Get ready to get behind the scenes look into what it really takes to grow a business from scratch in the firearms industry. Join us as we welcome industry titans, Second Amendment enthusiasts, and special guests each week. I welcome you to the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast.
Welcome back to the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm Steve Schaubecker, your host. Happy to be here for another great episode this week. So this week, we're going to jump into the topic of no risk, no reward. And we're going to tie it into our recent launch of Valhalla Research, which many of you know is our custom rifle pistol manufacturing company, focusing on making unique firearms that fit the individual. So let's dive in. So risk versus reward is a great topic to talk about. It has a lot of ramifications when it comes to small business. See, being a small business, one of the biggest advantages we have as opposed to some large corporations is we have the ability to move on a dime, do things very rapidly, and innovate very quickly without a lot of red tape, without a lot of things that we would need to get approved. If we see a gap in the market, we can go after it relatively quickly compared to larger companies. Well, when we do these things, we often find that some situations are a higher risk, but that also brings the opportunity for a higher reward. So here's the thing. If you really want to be successful and you really want to make an impact, you have to stop worrying about failure. You're going to fail. There are going to be small failures along the way. How you deal with these failures is going to impact your outcome in the end. I like to always use the term, I either win or I fail. Forward. Now, failing forward, I can also say I also learn. So there is no such thing as a loss. The only time you have a loss is if you fail and you don't learn anything from it, or you fail backwards. So as I'm looking at doing things in the different businesses, or in this case, we were launching a new business, actually a rebranding of something and doubling down on something we had been doing for a long time, we find that it's very, very important to be able to really go after our goal, really take a swing for the fences. You are never going to make a hit if you don't swing. You have to take that swing, and don't swing halfway, swing hard. Like they always say in sports is, you don't get injured when you're going full bore, when you're really just going after it. You get injured when you start hesitating. So when you start making steps that just aren't natural, when you start doing things halfway, and when you start overthinking things. I've also found this to be true in business. So in this case, let's dive in a little bit and dissect what we decided to do, why we decided to do it with Valhalla Launch, and then what the results were. There are certainly some lessons learned. There are some things we could absolutely have done better and more effective. But we'll peel back the covers on that, and we'll have some great transparency and allow you to learn from our lessons also. So as we were digging into the relaunch of our custom rifle manufacturing company, we have been doing it for a while, for a couple years now, under the Sheepdog Firearms umbrella. However, what we found then is by not giving it its own identity, you know, as in its own company name and own structure, that everything was just getting kind of muddled into Sheepdog, whether it be the numbers, which of course were hard to tell apart when you're not keeping things completely clean as a separate company, and also the fact that it didn't have its own identity for us to market. We weren't giving it its own time. We were just kind of working it in to market it along with everything else for Sheepdog Online and whatnot. So it was really robbing that entity or that section of our company, if you will, to be able to really excel and really have a fair shake at really doing something special. So as we dove into it, we said, okay, well, we're going to separate this out. You know, how do we do it? From a structure wise, it was not a big deal at all. We're just going to start a new company. Of course, with a new company in the firearms industry, that means get a new FFL and all those sorts of things. Well, as we started moving forward, we decided, well, do we just want to kind of let this fizzle off and start, or do we really want to invest some time, some energy, and quite a bit of money into launching this thing? So we decided that we really were going to go all in on this, and that the numbers looked great. The opportunity for growth is great. And when we dove into the marketplace, we found that there was a huge gap that we could exploit, which is, of course, as you know, one of the key things Grow is looking for when jumping into a new industry or a new company, any of those sorts of things, acquiring an existing company. We want to know that there's some room that we can actually do things our way, do things a little bit different than everybody else is, and hopefully reap the benefits of doing that. So as we decided to jump in, we realized that there was definitely an opportunity for in the custom rifles, specifically in the AR-15, AR-10, AR-9 world, to be able to do something real unique. So this was a couple parts to this. The one thing we saw as we looked at other people in the industry doing it, there is of course quite a few, and most of them are quite small. But basically, there was two really big flaws that we found. One was that it wasn't easy for people to configure and purchase these firearms. Some of them had a little designer on their website, wasn't very detailed, didn't answer the questions. If I didn't know as much as I do about AR-15s, then it would be very hard for me to navigate that. Trying to think of the regular customers going through this, like, oh, this wouldn't work. So, okay, so we knew we needed to do that online and embrace technology. We knew we needed to make it very simple and easy to use. Okay, that was one thing that we thought we could do effectively. We thought it would be great. On the other side, we found that nobody really had a lot of options. I mean, there was some given. You could choose this or choose that, but there's nobody that literally even hit 5% of the options out there on AR-15s. So we wanted to be able to make it totally unique and give someone the ability to do something completely different, like so different that you could not duplicate it if you hadn't seen it and without a lot of work. So a lot of that comes into the Cerakote, but also some other unique things like, hey, if you're a left-hander, do you want full ambi? Okay, great, we can do that. That's not that unique. However, we can also do left eject. Okay, that is very unique. As you know, most AR-15s always eject to the right. That's how they are. They're made for a right-handed shooter. So if you're left-handed and you're shooting lefty with them, or you're ambidextrous and you want to go left, the brass comes right across your face, which can be quite annoying and distracting. So there are parts out there to make AR-15s eject left, and that is one thing we added to our arsenal. Now throw in all kinds of different triggers, handguards, grips, all those sorts of things. And then add in the custom Cerakote, so you can actually Cerakote it anything like you want. If you want an Avengers theme, great. If you want just a simple battle-worn look, we can do that too. We've done quite a few cool ones recently. One guy did a tribute to his German Shepherd that had passed away and wanted the gun to be Cerakoted like the dog, and we did. We made it match and look pretty darn good. Another one was an Avenger build. You look at the gun from one side, it was Iron Man. Look at it from the other side, it was Captain America. Look at it from the top, it just looks like Avengers. So it's kind of a neat way to do that all in one. A couple different Avengers. Very cool, a lot of detail on that gun. We had a customer that wanted one, was a big Grogu, Baby Yoda fan. So we made him a very gun that folded up very small using the Cry Havoc and the Law Tactical system. Would actually fit in like a small lunchbox. Of course, it's Grogu, so it's got to be green, and we did like a battle-worn thing, so it looked like it had been floating around in space for a long time. So we had all the options, and we had a configurator underway to be able to order stuff online. So we decided that we were going to really double down on this and really just go all in. So we were trying to figure out our customer avatar, and for this portion of the company, really our perfect customer avatar is an entrepreneur. Entrepreneurs typically like guns, as typically they're very conservative in nature as far as political views, and they typically have some expendable income that they want to buy some the cool things with. They love customization on their cars, watches, clothes. Why not let that extend to their firearms too? So we had this avatar pretty well scoped out, and we decided that that's where we were going to start. So in turn, what we did was found an event that a friend and mentor of mine, Ryan Stuman, was having, and it was going to be a fairly large event just outside Dallas, Texas. We decided, hey, you know, we need to go all in. We're going to be the highest level sponsor for this event. It's, of course, Texas, so you can do cool things like you can't do in our communist state of Illinois. Like they allowed us to bring in a whole bunch of AR-15s we made up to display. We were able to put them in people's hands, let them see them, let them hold them, which really allowed us to differentiate ourselves at the event Our name was everywhere. We had commercials made up that were playing throughout the event. We had a full team on staff there that were actually talking to people and going around. So it was a great event for Valhalla Research. Very successful. We accomplished a number of things. So on the positive side, we definitely fine-tuned our customer avatar, and we know it's correct. We absolutely know that that is a part of our target market and a great vertical for us to sell into. We also found that there was a lot of education that needs to take place, because we had thought that our average customer would probably be a little more well-versed in the AR-15 and that all those options would be great. Now, what we found was that people needed a lot more walking through, and really they needed them to see what was possible and kind of talk through the process with them. So through that, we've done a little bit of a pivot. We're definitely still going to have the online builder going, but we're also going to have a clear path for we'll call it a concierge walkthrough. So have our build concierges be able to walk through people, much like I did many times at the event, and then took a bunch of orders and did a lot of communicating via direct message and whatnot after the event to take orders. But so that's interesting. So that was one lesson learned, is the process of actually selling the units and getting people to figure out what they wanted was completely different than what we thought. There's a higher level of education that has to go on that we thought it would be necessary. We had to go deeper into, and we had to really have more handholding than we thought, but that's fine. That's great. I really enjoy that portion of it. It also allows us to see people get exactly what they want, exactly what they need. And through the whole process, it's interesting, some of the orders that we've came from, you'll see some guns going out from us in the next few weeks to some pretty big celebrities. It's pretty wild, some of the people that we've been connected with through different people in our network, and some of the people. Actually, the interesting thing is gifts. We found that our custom AR-15s have been a very, very popular gift. I guess realistically, when you think about it, is, hey, what do you buy someone that has everything? If they want something, they can buy it. You know, there are no monetary limitations for them, and that's tough. So, but the custom AR-15, perfect gift. Really surprised at how many we've sold to people for other people. Everything from company logos to life stories to favorite characters to just simply something simple with just a company logo on it. Various companies come up to us and say, hey, you know, I'd like to order some of these to give away as an incentive to my top performing salespeople, as an incentive to this, something for a key customer. So that was one lesson learned, that we didn't have any idea that there would be such a large market for the corporate gift thing, that side of it, and as well as gifts for other people. So that was terribly cool. And really excited about some of the projects that we're working on now. We have one that's actually pretty cool that will launch really soon. Just came back out of Cerakote, so it's getting built, and it's going to be super, super cool. Somebody will just say that's involved in the Let's Go brand and saga. So looking forward to that one. Stay tuned for that. But so as we go into the other lessons learned from the whole experience, so I definitely want to share those, because those are gold. So we had never done anything like this for any of our companies as far as trade show-ish, and we had some great great coaches and mentors on hand to give us some great advice, but none of it really kind of prepared us for how the thing went. It was such a whirlwind of an event. It was awesome. Talked to so many people. We tried to do more things online and got away from paper flyers and whatnot. I think next time we would definitely have some cards and whatnot made up, as far as like a postcard type thing that had some basics about our stuff. That's definitely a lesson learned. We definitely should have done that. That was one thing we missed. The other one was, and it was actually brought up by one of my coaches, the Godfather Sammy Knight. He was talked about how our booth layout was, and we had a couple racks of where our firearms were held, actually on top of the table. Well, this created a huge bottleneck. And in the future, we need to get some freestanding racks that will spread that out more so that we can allow more people to partake at the same time. there was definitely some big bottlenecks sometimes when we had more people around that wanted to see our stuff clearly that we had a chance to touch and that could actually touch our guns. The other thing that we didn't even anticipate that was a huge issue for us was lighting. The area where we were placed was pretty darn dark. We were able to move our booth around a little bit to get some better lighting, but in the end, we really should have had some sort of some of our own lighting, especially to put above the guns and above that area so that people could see things. That was definitely a big drawback. But, you know, none of these things were huge. I would still say the event went awesome. It was great. A lot of great sales, a lot of great leads, a lot of great cementing of what we were doing, some great improvements that we're making on the things we're doing. So that was a very big thing. So now to get out of that and get back to the topic at hand of risk versus reward, and I'm a big believer in is if you're going to go in, go big or just don't bother. A lot of the coaching clients that I work with, I have seen so many things happen to them because they kind of try to dip their toes in the water. So they had a huge opportunity to do something fantastic, and they'll say, you know what, I think it's going to work, but I'm not all in. So they'll kind of dabble in it, you know, dip the toe in the water, work on it a little bit, think about it some more, dip your toe again because you forgot the temperature of the water from the last time you dipped. And a few months will go by, and no action will get taken. And in that time, either other people have entered the marketplace or they've just lost interest in it, and it turns out they've ended up wasting the money that they invested in it, or all kinds of other scenarios. So the one thing that I would urge you to is go big, go strong. If you're in, you're in. If you're not, you're not. But you're not going to get to the place you want to be in the time you want to get there if you're not 100% committed to taking action. Now, fear of failure is a real thing. You would not believe the fear of failure and the nervousness and all that. I mean, this was a big deal for us. This launch was almost a multiple six-figure investment in a very short period of time, and it was all in for us. It was all in. Like we really need this to go over well. Well, through the process, we learned that when we're all in, we're focused. We are laser focused on the outcome that we want. We are very, very serious about getting things done. We put ourselves on a big, hard deadlines with this thing, hard deadlines. Couldn't believe how fast we had to move, and it's the fastest we've ever moved on anything. But the cool thing about it was, sure, there was little things that I just shared that we could have done differently, but the outcome was awesome in the end, and we were able to get things done way faster than we ever thought possible. So when we accepted the fact that done is better than perfect, and done with 90 to 95% perfectness now is better than 100% perfect months from now, that was huge for us. That was a huge revelation. So as we go forward in the future, I believe we'll have a lot better faith in our team and our own abilities to produce things quickly and to get things done when we need to. You know, if you don't go out on the limb, and we didn't make that risk and didn't just dive in, we would have never had any of the benefits. We would have never had the benefit of knowing that we can do whatever we set our minds to. We can condense our timelines when we need to. Sometimes we're just flat out just being too careful and dragging our feet. And if we dig into that, we'll find a lot of times it's a lack of 100% commitment. It's a lack of 100% certainty. And while we're never going to know for sure that things will always turn out exactly the way we want, we can certainly do our best to know that we are pulling out all the stops. We were giving it our best effort. We are doing everything we know. Sometimes you get into situations where there's just things you just don't know, and you don't have any control of that. You don't take the risk, though. You have no chance of the reward that's coming. You will have small failures. Be sure that you're failing forward and that you're learning from those failures. You're learning through the process of what you can do better. You're notating it, and then you're implementing those changes. Because knowing that you can do something and actually making the change to do it better are far two different things. Knowledge will only get you so far. Implementation is what you need to actually make the impact that you want. So I would urge you to get terribly clear on where you want to go. Terribly clear. Terribly clear on what your legacy is to be. Terribly clear on the future you want for yourself and your family. And once you're terribly clear, put your foot on the gas and keep it there. Things are not always going to go perfect. Don't get discouraged. Learn from your mistakes, fail forward, and keep crushing it. One day at a time, one foot in front of the other. We either win or we learn. Those are the only two options. There is nothing else. Don't be afraid of risk. It's your friend. And there's always reward on the flip side for doing things well and doing things right. I hope this was beneficial to you. Steve Schaubacher, the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast. If you know someone that could use these words that were said today, please send them a link, tag them, make sure you subscribe, make sure you check out our new episodes. We've got one coming every week. If there's anything we can help you with, feel free to check out steveschaubacher.com. All my contact info is on there. Check out my socials, check out the Tactical Entrepreneur page. Until next week, keep getting after it and keep taking those risks and chasing those rewards.
Thank you for listening to the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast. If you're still listening to this episode, that means you gained some type of value. So if you could share this to a friend, leave a review, and make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode of Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast.